He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the March 27th. Wow, the end of the quarter coming up is it Tuesday? Yeah, Tuesday. The first quarter of 2015 will be in our rearview mirror. Right now we're looking at the market where it's currently at. The Dow is up 29 points right now at 17,707. It seems like that correction has come and gone. It all happened on Wednesday. And now we're back to normal trading again. S&P 500 is up almost 5 points right now. The S&P is at 2,061. The NASDAQ is having a really good day. The NASDAQ's up 25 points right now. That's a 0.5% pop. Looks like the biotechs, looks like they had their one-day correction, and they're off to the races once again. The NASDAQ is at 4,888. Crude oil down a little bit, but it has been roiled lately to the upside with the new conflict in the Middle East, this time between Yemen and Saudi Arabia. And don't forget, that's a proxy, Yemen is, for the Iranians. So that thing could spread. It could escalate. It could bring in other players. And it has driven oil up to $50 per barrel. It has put a risk premium into the price of light sweet crude. Gold is not reacting to the turmoil. They don't think it's very, the gold buyers don't think it's a very serious thing. Gold is at 1194, where it's been for a long, long time. The euro is at 1.0867, and the 10-year yield drifting up a little bit here to 1.95%. That's where the 10-year yield is right now. This is Bill Gunderson. Welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we've had quite a week in the market. We had quite a last 2 weeks, 3 weeks in the market. We've had quite a year so far in the market. And with almost one quarter out of the way, we haven't made a lot of progress in the market. The biggest reason is a slowdown in earnings. You see, earnings, as long as earnings continue to go up, the stock market continues to go up. And when earnings start to flatten out, top out, the market starts to top out. And when earnings start to peel over and start contracting, the market starts peeling over and contracting. The earnings on the S&P 500 are really where the rubber meets the road on whether we have economic growth or not. I mean, you can look at all of the indicators, all of the tributaries that feed into this big river. You've got the tributary of consumer confidence. You've got another one called jobless claims. You've got another one called GDP. You've got another one called jobs growth and the non-farm payrolls and all these little tributaries feeding into this big river called earnings. And stocks trade on earnings, and they trade on future expectations. And the biggest impact that we're seeing on earnings so far in 2015 is twofold. The first major impact on earnings is low oil prices. Well, you say that's good for the economy. Yeah, but it's not good for all of the oil companies. I believe that the S&P 500 is about 13% energy companies. And as I did my math yesterday, as I did my homework on the 500 companies that make up the S&P 500, which I'll be publishing the results of this week in the newsletter, I found something that's pretty obvious. Most every energy company has received a downgrade to their earnings estimates for the first quarter of 2015. That should come as no surprise. And of course, that has had a downward impact on the overall earnings for the S&P 500. Meanwhile, there are companies on the other side of the ledger that are benefiting. companies that use lots of oil-based products as materials. I saw the paint companies, for instance, Sherwin-Williams and Valspar. Their earnings estimates have gone up so far this year, while the energy companies' earnings estimates have gone down. So they kind of offset each other. What's the net impact? Well, the net impact is the lower oil prices have led to a ratcheting downwards of earnings estimates for the first quarter and the second quarter of 2015, the year that we're currently in. But it's expected to be a temporary impact. And then earnings are expected to start picking up in the third and fourth quarter of this year. But overall, these first two quarters of 2015, which we've just completed the first one, earnings estimates have seen a pretty big downwards revision because of low oil prices affecting the energy companies. The other big force that's driving earnings one way or another right now is a strong dollar. A strong dollar has really hurt companies like Caterpillar and other companies that sell a lot of goods outside the U.S. because of the strong U.S. dollar, that's having an impact on their earnings. And our products aren't as competitive on the world stage as Japanese products are right now, or European products are right now. They have a big advantage because they have the weak currency. Their goods are more competitive than our goods. And that's led to a little bit of growth. At least it staved off a recession in Europe. Europe could have very easily went negative as far as their growth goes. But the weak dollar and the money printing that's now underway in Europe has at least staved off a recession for now. And Europe is actually growing a little bit. And let's not forget that that would be the third impact on earnings on S&P 500 companies. Europe makes about, I think 10 or 12% of the trade that we do, the exports that we do go to Europe. And a weak Europe means lower earnings estimates for companies here in America. China also, which is not growing as fast as it once was, it slowed down to a 7% rate. About 10% of our exports go to China. And a weak China also is having an impact on earnings estimates. So I went through the companies on Thursday. And I went through each individual S&P 500 company. I updated the earnings estimates. I updated forward PEs. I updated target prices. And then I looked at the aggregate versus the last time I did it. Have the earnings estimates for this year and next year for the S&P 500, are they higher than the previous year or are they lower than the previous year? If they're lower than the previous year, then we're starting to top out in earnings for the market and we're starting to come to the end of the six-year bull market. Or are they higher? Well, I'll be publishing the results of my study in my newsletter this weekend. My earnings estimates for the S&P 500 for 2015 this year, which now has three quarters left to go. We'll get the results here in about, we'll know in about 2 months how we did in the first quarter. And we'll compare that with the estimates for the first quarter of 2015. There's been a lot of downward revisions to this quarter, mostly coming from the energy patch. And secondly, coming from companies that depend on a weak dollar. Instead, we have a strong dollar, and therefore it's hurting their sales and their earnings. And I also will publish my earnings estimates for 2016, looking ahead to next year. That also holds a big key to whether or not this bull market can continue. It's now 6 years and 3 weeks old. Earnings have been increasing. At the bottom of the bull market, I want to say earnings were about $53 for the S&P 500. Well, we may be looking to make about $120 or something like that. Earnings have more than doubled during this run in the S&P 500. And why do you think that the market has gone up? Because earnings have gone up. And if earnings start to flatten out and go down, the market's going to start flattening out and going down. The markets and stocks, they follow earnings, and they follow earnings expectations. And we've had a little bit of volatility here recently because there's been some ratcheting down of earnings expectations, mostly in the oil patch and mostly from companies with heavy exposure overseas that are being hurt by a very strong dollar. Is it enough to bring an end to this bull market? Well, you can check out my newsletter this weekend. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, and see the results of the study that I did on Thursday. All right, this is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. As I went through the individual stocks in the S&P 500, there was a definite trend, many definite trends that I noticed. I noticed the companies that have had upgrades to their earnings estimates almost all come from about two or three sectors in the market, and I'll be reporting on that this weekend. I also noticed that almost all of the downgrades, or most of the downgrades to earnings on individual companies, came from a couple of sectors also in the S&P 500. A few sectors are really flourishing right now and getting upgrades to their estimates, and there's a few that are really floundering right now and getting downgrades to their estimates. One of the sectors that continues to flourish and continues to be a leading sector in the market is the healthcare sector. It's still one of the sectors that's receiving some stimulus from the government. Even though we're not printing in money anymore, we're certainly giving money to folks to go out and buy healthcare. And that's driving healthcare stocks higher. And this continues to be a leading sector in the market. I picked up a stock this week. I picked up a couple of stocks, actually, from the healthcare sector when they pulled back a little bit to an area that I thought made sense. And I continue to have fairly good exposure to the healthcare sector through healthcare providers and also through a lot of the pharmaceutical stocks. The stock I want to feature here in the second quarter of the show is a healthcare stock. It's out of St. Louis, Missouri, where I'm sure they're getting ready for opening day of baseball. That's a big deal down there. It's a big deal everywhere, but San Diego doesn't quite take opening day of baseball as seriously as St. Louis does. I believe that's a day off in Missouri, and they have a parade, and everybody gets all excited, and they're ready for the coming baseball season. Well, there's a company down in St. Louis called Centene. The symbol is CNC on the New York Stock Exchange. I've actually written a few articles on Centene. You can Google my name, Bill Gunderson, and Centene, CNC, and see when I wrote about it and how I liked it and the thesis that I gave for the stock being undervalued. And I think the stock has gone up considerably since I wrote those articles on the company. Centene provides managed healthcare services through government subsidized programs. Like I say, there's some stimulus there. You like to buy companies that are receiving stimulus. I remember when the solar stocks were some of the hottest stocks around. Why? Because they were receiving all kinds of free loans and stimulus and whatnot. Almost to they were too small to fail, I guess, as long as they had the government backing them. Well, Centene is benefiting from current trends in the world today. Centene has been growing their earnings by 17% per year over the last 5 years. And listen to these last four quarters. Earnings up 90%, earnings up 23%, earnings up 36%, earnings up 107%. The growth in sales has also been astonishing, breathtaking. Sales up over the last four quarters, 37%, 54%, 56%, 61%. Centene is currently an $8.2 billion market cap company that fits right nicely into the mid-cap arena. And mid-cap U.S. stocks have been a sweet spot in the market in 2015. And in addition to that, healthcare-related stocks, the right ones, not all of them, but especially the right ones, have also been a sweet spot in the market in 2015. Now, how has this translated to the individual investor? Well, over the last 5 years, while the S&P's been going up nicely, Centene's been going up even at a faster rate than the S&P 500. Centene has been averaging 42% per year for the last 5 years. Boy, if it can do that in the future, that'd be sweet, wouldn't it? But past performance, no guarantee of future results. While Centene's been going up 42% per year, the market's been going up by 12% per year. So that's some pretty good alpha there over the market. Over the last 3 years, Centene's been going up by 41.7% per year, while the market's been going up by 14.4%. Again, considerable alpha in those results. And over the last 12 months, Centene, CNC, is up 117%, while the market's up 12%. When I give it a performance grade, when I compare it against all the other potential investments that are in my database of just over 4,000, Centene gets a performance grade of A. Centene gets a momentum grade, which is leaning more heavily towards what have you done for us recently. It gets a momentum grade of A. So CNC has been a top performer. But what about value? Value is the other part of this equation. Value is also very important. I don't like to buy stocks just because the relative strength is good. In fact, the relative strength on Centene is 98 out of a possible 99 right now, according to the Investor's Business Daily. And my system gives it a performance grade of A and a momentum grade of A. Now, Centene is expected to make about $3.03 per share next year. This will be up 15% from the previous year. They're expected to continue to grow by about 20% per year. That's a very good growth company. When I take those earnings estimates and carry them out over the next 5 years, I come up with a target price on Centene 5 years from now of $125. The stock's currently trading at $69. And yes, going out that far, there's a lot of risk to those earnings 5 years from now. There will be a lot of revisions, either downwards or upwards, or they'll stay the same. Those earnings estimates will change. But for now, the stock trades on expectations. And when expectations change, the stock will react. From my point of view, the stock still makes sense from a valuation point of view. And the stock still makes sense from a relative strength performance point of view. I like that combination. Those two coming together, relative strength and valuation. And lastly, the stock chart is a good one. It's very strong. This stock was a $6 stock in 2008. It's now almost a $70 stock. It continues to go up because the earnings continue to go up. And if the earnings can continue to go up, the stock is going to follow along behind it. That doesn't mean you can own it and go to sleep and wake up 5 years from now and the stock will have doubled. I still believe that you have to watch stocks very, very closely to stay on top of them. You have to monitor them. You have to watch the quarterly reports. Are they exceeding expectations? Or are they falling short of expectations? A lot of things to take into account. But for right now, out of 4,056 stocks in my database, Centene comes in at number 11. It's a mid-cap stock. It's a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. Not a recommendation, an example of a best stock now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, forces on earnings. Downward forces, upward forces. Earnings have been climbing since the bottom. Earnings bottomed out in 2008. I believe we got down to around $53 per share on the S&P 500, and they've been climbing ever since. And this year, the expectations are somewhere between $115 to $125 per share. So earnings have more than doubled over the last 5-6 years. And earnings have continued to increase every year. Not every year has been a big increase. We had a really small increase, I believe, in 2012, and that year the market was only up 1% because earnings were only up 1%. There's a big correlation there. And that's why I spent a bunch of hours yesterday computing the earnings of the 500 companies that make up the S&P 500 and the aggregate earnings and the earnings per share for the S&P 500, and I compared it with the last time I did that. Because that really holds the key. Like I say, everything else is a tributary flowing into the earnings river. You've got a lot of data. You've got a lot of emotional data. But when it really comes down to what you can really sink your teeth into is earnings. Profit. How much profit the corporate America going to make? And is it going to be a bigger profit than the, not a bigger percentage profit, but are they going to make more this year than they made last year? That means that they continue to grow. And now that we're almost done with the first quarter of this year, we'll also look ahead to next year in 2016 to see if earnings estimates are higher or lower than this current year. What will eventually bring this bull market down after 6 years? When earnings start to peel over and when earnings start to contract. Now, in the work that I did this past week, I noticed that certain sectors have seen a major contraction in earnings, and a few sectors have seen a major elevation to earnings estimates. That's also important. Which side of the ledger do you want to be on? Do you want to be invested in sectors and stocks whose earnings expectations continue to fall? Or do you want to be invested in sectors and stocks whose earnings expectations continue to rise? That's also very, very important data, very important information to input before you make your decisions on what you're going to invest in the market. Very critical information. And I'll be reporting that to you in my newsletter this weekend. You can get my newsletter by going to my website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. I'll publish all my model portfolios, whether it's the income portfolio, the mutual fund portfolio that is good for 401k investors to follow along with, or the aggressive portfolio and the others. They'll all be in my newsletter, what I bought, what I sold this past week. Again, that's at pwstreet.com. Now, like I said, certain sectors have had upgrades to earnings. Certain sectors have downgrades. I rank the sectors on a daily basis. That's part also of the weekly newsletter. I tell you the sectors, the best sectors in the market. There's been about five sectors that have led this market for the last 2 or 3 years. And if you continue to buck the trend and own mediocre sectors, you're more than likely going to own mediocre stocks. The best stocks now are generally found in the best sectors now and the best asset classes now. And one of the best asset classes continues to be U.S. stocks. And so when you hear me featuring stocks here on a daily basis, most of them are U.S. stocks, although I have featured a few foreign stocks here recently, because there are some governments around the world that are picking up the quantitative easing, the QE baton, that was dropped by Miss Yellen and handed off to other countries around the world. So we have featured some stocks in other areas that are benefiting from the money printing going on in their country and also by the plunging currencies in their countries. But for the most part, most of the stocks that I featured recently have been from the United States of America. And I'm going to do another one here now. This one comes from East Aurora, New York. A little company, only $1.5 billion in market capitalization, making it a small cap stock, a very small cap stock, in fact. But they've done pretty good over the years. This stock was $2 at the bottom of the recession in 2009. And now it's $70, from $2 to $70. Does it still have legs? Is there any fuel left in the gas tank? The name of the company is Astronix, A-T-R-O, on the NASDAQ. They manufacture lighting, power generation and distribution, and weapons test systems for aerospace and military markets. Their last four quarters have really knocked the ball out of the park as it relates to earnings growth and as it relates to sales growth. Let's begin with the earnings growth over the last four quarters. Plus 52%, plus 264%, plus 147%, plus 93%. The sales growth has been equally as impressive. The sales growth at Astronix over the last four quarters has been plus 91%, plus 146%, plus 100%, and plus 57%. Again, one of the strongest stocks in the entire market as it relates to earnings growth. And there's a very tight correlation between earnings growth and stock price appreciation. So how is this astonishing earnings growth translated to stock market returns for the investor in this company? Well, over the last 10 years, this is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. You're probably saying to yourself, well, this is the first time I've ever heard of this one. Well, that's why we call it best stocks now. We're able to ferret out some of these under the radar companies that have been producing phenomenal returns for investors and still look good from a valuation point of view. Over the last 10 years, Astronix has produced astronomical type returns of 40% per year to investors while the market's delivered 6. This is one of the A-plus performance stocks. Over the last 5 years, Astronix has delivered 72% per year, while the market's delivered 12. And over the last 3 years, the company has delivered almost 60%, comes in at 59.1 versus 14.4 for the market. And over the last 12 months, the stock's up 31%, while the market's up 12.5%. It gets a performance grade of A+. And it gets a momentum grade of A-. Investors Daily gives it a relative strength of 95 on a scale of 1 to 99. Once again, one of the strongest stocks in the entire market. Now, what about value? Yes, I'm a value investor, but I'm also a momentum investor. I like the two combined together. I like my pastrami with Swiss cheese, all right? It makes for a better sandwich. Throw a pickle on there and some deli mustard, and you've really got something. I guess the pickle would be the technical analysis, and the deli mustard might be the sentiment on the stock or whatever. But having said that, here's the valuation on Astronix right now. It's currently trading at about 19 times, a little over 19 times forward earnings. It's trading at a little bit of a premium to the market, which is currently trading at about 16 to 17 times. Astronix is expected to grow over the next 5 years at a pretty decent rate of almost 35, 38, 40% per year. It's trading at a big discount to its growth rate, at least the expected growth rate. In fact, the PEG ratio comes in at 0.52. It's trading at one half of its growth rate. And when I take next year's earnings estimates at $3.55 and carry them out over the next 4 or 5 years, and again, there's a lot of risk to the future, but the stock is going to trade on expectation until future expectations change one way or the other. I have a $140 five-year target price on a company that's currently trading at $70. It is a stock that I own. This is an aggressive one. This is a $1.5 billion company. This is not Boeing. It's a little guy. It's in my little guy portfolio, aggressive growth. Not a recommendation, but a good example of a best stock now. It comes in at number 13 out of 4,056. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, I mean, they parade these pundits on the TV all the time that are telling me to run, to buy gold, the market's going to crash. You know, they prey on emotion, and emotion's a very strong thing. It's something that you have to keep in check in the market. Emotion will really get the best of you. And I can tell, you know, after a short while, I get a new client, and I can tell who the emotional ones are and who are the ones that realize, hey, you know, the market's going to go up and down on a daily basis. It's more about what's going to happen over the next 12 months, over the next 2 years that really matters. And there's going to be some really, really bad days along the way. Think about it. Over the last 6 years, do you know how many bad days there have been? Do you know how many bad weeks there have been? Do you know how many bad months there have been? But every time you had to cut through the emotion, move the emotion aside, and look at the numbers, and look at the stock charts, and look at the valuations, and look at the relative strength. And really, the bottom line numbers is where it all the rubber hits the road, in my opinion. Because when something happens in the market that causes the market to sell off, you have to ask yourself, what impact will that have on the bottom line earnings, either of the company involved or the index involved? And, you know, you can make predictions all you want, and you can, you know, throw darts at this market. I heard a guy just yesterday throwing darts at the market. This has been an artificially held up market by the Fed. Does that matter to me as an investor that's invested in this market that's tripled over the last 5 or 6 years? Whatever has done it, earnings have risen over the last 5 or 6 years. Okay? Interest rates have been held artificially low. I agree. It's benefited the stock market, however. So what are you going to do? Stand on the sidelines and say, nope, I'm going to protest what the Fed is doing. I'm not investing in it. All right, well, the market tripled while you stood on the sidelines and threw darts at the boat going down the river that left the harbor 6 years ago. You missed your boat. Your ship came in and you didn't get on it. Some people are just stubborn that way. Some people are very hard. They like to be contrarian. And, you know, contrarianism can cost you a whole heck of a lot of money over the long haul. How much of these contrarians cost people over the last 5, 6 years? They've cost people a lot of money. And what do they prey on? What's their number one methodology of getting you to join them and follow them and subscribe to the newsletter and join their little legion of people that walk around parroting whatever the general says on a weekly basis? The number one methodology that they use is fear, obviously. It's one of our strongest emotions. They get you so riled up and so fearful that you'd do anything to get to the phone and sell everything, right? And they think they're right. Their followers are constantly on Twitter. I see them all the time. Well, this is fake. This is fake. You can't believe this. You know, and in the meantime, the market is what's right. The market's been right. The other thing you got to be careful of in the market is greed, okay? Obviously, almost every scam artist that has come along has gotten his disciples, has gotten his people, whether it's Bernie Madoff or Charles Ponzi. How do they get people on greed? Well, I guarantee 1% a month. That's what our friend Mr. I can't think of his name right now. The Ponzi scheme guy. He offered 1% per month, year after year. Well, you know that's not sustainable. Sometimes the market goes down 2 or 3%. How can you pay me 1% per month? Yet some of the richest, wealthiest people in the country were signing up with him to get their 1% per month. Bernie Madoff. Name slipped me for a minute there. And they were writing checks to Bernie Madoff. There was no custodian involved. You know, you want a custodian involved. You want to write the check to ScottTrade or to Fidelity or to Schwab or whatever. You don't want to be writing the check to Bernie Madoff, who's guaranteeing 1% per month for the rest of your life. He preyed on people's greed. And I see pitches all the time, whether it's a book or whether it's tapes or whether it's a trading system. Oh, they show a guy sitting by the pool down in Palm Beach, Florida, drinking a iced tea, living the life of leisure. They're usually in their 30s, you know, something like this. And they retired because they bought this guy's book that taught them how to trade successfully. Well, I've been at it for the last 20 years, and before that, you know, I had a business life, CFO of a company. It's not easy. There's no easy way. It takes a lot of work, a lot of determination, a lot of grit. You got to take the fear and the greed, and you got to cut through it. So what it comes down to, in my opinion, is tangible things. Emotions are not tangible. Numbers are tangible. So that's what I report to you. That's what you can look up in the app. It's a bunch of numbers. Here's the rankings. Here's number one. Here's number 4,056 based on valuations and relative strength. You can take your pick. You can buy the best stocks in the market or you can buy the worst stocks. This past week, I picked apart a portfolio that came to me from another firm. And now I'm in charge of managing the portfolio. And I cleaned it up, started to clean it up yesterday. It was full of junk. It had clogged arteries everywhere, stocks that haven't grown in years. It's time to unclog those arteries and get some fresh blood flowing through those arteries, breathe some life back into that portfolio that has been struggling for so long. That's what I do here for a living. If you'd like to talk to one of us here at Gunderson Capital Management, you can call us at 855-611-BEST. And the newsletter that I send out every weekend, it's a lot of numbers, but it's mostly shown in a lot of pictures. I mean, you can read the newsletter in 5 minutes. And I think you'll have a better feel for where the market is and what the prospects are going forward than 98% of the people in the market and 100% of the people that trade on fear and greed. Because fear and greed are your worst enemies in the market. Stick with the numbers. What do the numbers look like right now? Be publishing it in my newsletter coming up, pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at ScottTrade. ScottTrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.